Blog Talk Radio.
Now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Dr. Donald Beer, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. And how are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing just great today, Verna. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. If you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started as a veterinarian doctor and anything that you would like to share.
I'm not just your usual veterinarian. I actually graduated from Texas A&M University back in 1988. But before I started my veterinary practice, I was involved in a horrific car accident. I was in a near-fatal automobile accident, and like so many people that are the age of 25 or younger, I received a traumatic brain injury, which is one of the major killers of people under the age of 25, but I didn't die. Instead, I received a horrific prognosis. My prognosis was to be semi-comatose and vegetative for the rest of my life. My left side was totally paralyzed. My right side was all fractured, and I spent a year and a half in the hospital and in rehabilitation. But God healed me, which I give thanks to and praise. I was able to go back and practice medicine for the next 20 years. And that intrigued me and piqued my interest into neurology and rehabilitation. And I went on to go back and get some additional degrees, practice at UT Southwestern Medical Center there in Dallas, and have some published papers in neurology.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so that's a little bit of my story.
Okay. So do you practice neurology as a veterinarian doctor?
I do. I have published papers for humans. One of the procedures that involves harvesting tumors either through the spinal cord or through the brain, where you harvest them through the spinal cord up into the brain, I was on the team that helped develop that procedure for humans.
Okay, so as a veterinarian doctor, what is it that you actually do?
As a veterinarian, I'm involved. I still practice just a little bit with animals there in Dallas, but I'm actually here in Anaheim. I flew out from Dallas to Anaheim, California today to participate in the APTA, which is the American Physical Therapy Association, with my product that I have called Sand Dunes, which is a rehabilitative device that can also be used for physical fitness, that is a device that helps people that have injuries like myself, people that have Parkinson's or any type of rehabilitative deficiency. What it helps do is it helps with your balance, your core stability, with your equilibrium. Mm-hmm. And one of the people that we're actually working with very closely is a man that was struck in about 70 years ago with polio.
Okay.
He was one of the people in the 40s that actually had the white sheets pulled over him, and they thought that he was dead, and for the last 61 years has been looking for something. He, in the last few days, has been using our product, the Sand Dunes, and for the first time in his life in over 60 years is not using a cane or a walker currently to walk anymore. What I want to do is help people to use, basically use what they can, to do what they can, and to get better and to improve, like God helped me to do.
Okay, so you are a veterinarian that actually practice medicine as well for humans.
I don't, quote, practice medicine, but I help other people.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was trying to get a really good understanding exactly how you...
I'm a very confusing person.
So this device that you created yourself, did you come up with it, or you say with a team?
I'm part of the team, yes, ma'am. It's called Sand Dunes.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of the marketers for it. I'm the medical director for our team.
Okay, so do you fit it onto your legs, or how does it work?
It's actually a device that you can stand on. It stimulates like walking on a beach, but it's a device that you can have either at your home. You can use it in a clinical, a physical therapy office. One of the veterans groups that we work with, when I was talking with him in his home Saturday night, Major Andrew White, we were saying, one of the people, they're called Friends of Parkinson's, they're in Las Vegas. She actually uses it behind her desk while she's talking to people on the phone.
Okay, so it's a mobile device. It helps with your standing, is what I'm understanding. It helps you to stand, to move around.
You stand on it and you walk like you paddle your feet like you're walking on it. You can sit on it. You can use like an exercise ball with it. You can use gym weights. You can use a bar, like about the length of a golf club on it. You can do yoga moves on it. You can just walk and paddle your feet. You can flutter your feet on it, similar to like a baby bird learning to flutter his wings in the air. You can practice just fluttering your feet. And what that does is that helps stimulate your nerves and stimulate your muscles.
Okay. How did you all come up with this concept?
One of the gentlemen in our team, he helped design it.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has a lot of the patents that are used in many of the different tennis shoes that we currently walk in.
Did you have to use any, case studies? Did you use any studies to get it actually to where it is at this point?
We've used it with lots of different people. Probably our most famous person that we've used it with is Richard Steele. He's on the International Boxing Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's one of our largest users that we use it with.
Okay. And so I'm trying to. So you say you're at a conference now where it would be presented.
We're actually going to be one of the exhibitors. We have a booth at it's called the APTA, or the American Physical Therapy Association.
Okay. Was it hard coming up with the concept or the device? How long did it take you all to actually get it to a model state?
We've been around for about 2 years now. And we're having really good success rate for people with Parkinson's that it's helping them to stop falling. Which is one of the big problems with people with Parkinson's is when they have, that they're having trouble with falling and they're being able to stop from falling. My own husband has neuropathy, and he's regaining feeling, you know, in his feet, which is great, and balance.
Okay, so if you do, you have to have severe neuropathy in order to use this? Because I know a lot of I know neuropathy is really prevalent among those that are type 2 diabetics. So would it help them, or is it just for those who have, may have neuropathy that may not be a diabetic?
It'll help anyone, even like, you know, yourself. One of our models, Adrian, is a yoga instructor. And when we were doing just the photo shoots, she said, you know, I've gotten a better workout on this than just doing some of my exercises.
Okay. I wish I had I'm going to have to go back and be able to put a picture on the site. So
we'll definitely get you a picture.
So we can exactly see how this device works and be able to learn more about it, because it's really intriguing that now you have a device that can help someone with Parkinson's be able to stand and not fall. But do it help with their movements and everything, or is it more like a chair, or just stand on it?
It's like a pillow.
Okay.
Not literally a pillow, but it has two mounds that you can stand on, one mound for each foot.
Mhm.
And then you can stand on it, and then you can walk. And because it will challenge you as far as your balance or your equilibrium, if you have problems with that, we recommend standing beside a counter, you know, a solid support. Rather, you know, it's a walker. Rather, it's having somebody there beside you, a chair, you know, so that you don't fall.
Oh, okay. Great. Good understanding. And now you say you have had some published articles in reference to brain and spinal cord trauma and with certain surgical
techniques. I personally do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. But do you perform those yourself, or you just write the studies for them?
I personally have the published articles, and we're getting some of these published. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Great. It is very interesting talking to you, Dr. Donna. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and also how they can get more information about this new device that you all have come up with that would help those that may have Parkinson, or some of our listening audience may know somebody who can benefit from this. And any words of wisdom you can share all of that at this time.
Okay, for right now, our website is Sandune USA, SANDUNEUSA.com. My name is Donna, DONNA. My last name is Bear, BAER. And probably the best way is to connect with me on Facebook right now. My phone number is 469-261-4845. Would be to text me, because right now I'm redoing a website currently. So those would be the quickest ways to reach out to me.
Okay. So
or let me give you an email.
Okay, give us an email.
Okay, end for your pain. END, the number 4, your pain, YOUR, pain, PAIN, @gmail.com.
Okay, we got that. Any words of wisdom you would like to share with us at this time?
Basically, I just want everyone to start where you are and to use what you have and to just do what you can, because every day each little step, each little movement you take, each little action that you take will get you there, because that's all I did.
Great, great, fantastic. Well, Dr. Donna Bear, it has definitely been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio and learning everything about your new product, and we know it's going to do well. Can't wait to read more about it. And we thank you so very much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Ms. Verna.
Thank you. And we look forward to hearing more about your product.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We would like to thank all of our sponsors, V. Marshall Enterprises, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. And leaving you with this, coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 28th verse, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Once again, this is an OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and thank you to all of our guests that tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Leaving you with this, Sex Lady Crystal Brown, A Change Is Gonna Come.